can't feel myself.
Hey, how about now? Okay, that's better.
I have nothing coming in through my headphones.
Really?
Yeah.
How about now?
Nope.
How about now?
Nope. Yep.
Now? So just please to your...
to your lightning. Okay, so...
wow, did people just hear that technical...
Exactly. It's what is part of live radio.
Rock and roll, baby.
Okay, so let's try this again. Welcome to Radio Alicia. This is your host, El Doctor Misterio, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live and in Technicolor from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia. Although we are not technically in Burnaby, but we make people believe that we are.
I was going to say, that's a lie. You're lying.
And let me just do this. There you go. Now we're properly... okay. Yeah, anyway, we're just... oh no, that's too much.
Too much, sorry about that.
I think that's better. Yes, there you go. Very, very much better. There you go. Perfect. All right. Sorry about that. We were playing with the levels here at the studio. Yes, remember that you can listen to us online if you are not already at cjsf.ca. And that you can also find all the all the podcasts created for and by mankind at cjsf.ca/content/radio-alicia. And yes, I'm so happy, excited, honored, privileged. How many adverbs more do I know?
Probably at least two.
Yes. Did I say humbled already?
Nope.
Humbled and gracious. That, we have a very good and admired friend as a guest of honor tonight. Well, today, whatever, you Canadians are bad with your two nights when it's, 5 o'clock in the afternoon and it's still sun outside. But anyway, Shelby is here with us. Unless you want to introduce, I don't know, what's your proper name, professional name, like career name? Like
Shelby's great.
There you go. I'm a Doctor Misterio, so you might be, I don't know.
Do you want to say my last name?
I see. I can try.
I think you should.
Hold on. I mean, I think you use a different spelling on Instagram, but...
well, it's Shebzy. It's not Shelby.
There you
that's
go.
That's not my birth name.
Yes, but, can I try saying
I
it?
Love that. It's Ukrainian, if that helps.
Yeah, so I think it was something like... Shelby Shukaliak.
That's very close. So if you... okay, ignore the I and try again.
Ignore the I? Which, on the left or the right?
Oh. You are so bad.
And we're only 5 minutes into the show. I'm not making,
I'm out of here.
Knock, knock jokes. Bad jokes. Okay, so ignore the I. Okay, so like Shukalak?
That was great. Oh. That's it. That's my last name. Wow. Shelby Shokalak is me.
I wish you were like Mexicans. You would have like a middle name, well, two middle names or three, and then an extra last name. So your name will be like 7 words.
Shelby
Bad Maria. Shokalak. Exactly. Shelby Maria del Refugio. Shokalak Gonzalez.
Of course.
How that?
That's great. This is like those random name generators.
It's like, what's if you were royalty, if you were royalty in Mexico, you will be like, yes, 17, your name will be 17 words.
Yeah.
No hyphens.
Yeah.
No nothing. Yes.
It's the whole one long word. It's
no, I mean 17. But
it's not German.
Like, yes. No. We're not East Europeans.
Well, I am.
Well, that's by we, I mean I, okay? Although I might be. I mean, the Spanish might have been mingled with East Europeans back in the day.
I think we're all a little...
they mingled. Were with the Moors.
Yeah.
So why not East Europeans? Vikings.
True that.
Why not?
Well, anything's possible. 23andMe, baby.
Exactly. All right. Well, yeah, thanks for being here.
Thank
with
you
us
for having me.
Tonight. This again is fun. With the tonight. My goodness.
We're today. In a season. It's hard to tell what time of day it is.
Yeah, so to put it in the registry of history of mankind. So today is March 5th of the year of the Lord, 2023. And yes, with broadcasting live. So, I mean, you can't call us because we don't have a phone here, but if you know Shelby's on, or my phone, call us or text us, and, you know, we might put some stuff on Instagram so that you actually believe us that we are live in the studio. All right. Well, we're going to play some music, because that's part of the show. And then, we'll be back to chat about, life in the universe with Shelby. I hope she's prepared.
Always ready.
We'll be back in a few minutes. Enjoy the music. right, we are back here at Radio Alicia. I am your host, El Dr. Misterio. Our beautiful guest, Shelby, is still here.
That's good. They don't know.
Thank you,
one
Shelby.
Way or the other.
Exactly. But thank you for still being here, because most of the hosts, guests, they're gone by now after they realize what they got into. So thank you.
Yeah, I'll give you a solid half hour. So we got 5 minutes left.
Okay, I better do my best. The best 5 minutes broadcasting-wise of my life.
Sell it.
Exactly. Okay, so you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca, and that you can also find all past, present, and future podcasts at cjsf.ca/contents/radio-alicia. All right, we just listened to the New York Ska Jazz Ensemble from New York, as you would have guessed. And we listened to the great, traditional, well, famous, unique jazz song, Take Five. I think it's from Duke Ellington, is it? Original?
I could believe that.
Anyway, it's one of the classics, so there you go, their version of Take Five. Before that, we listened to Scriptures with The Resident. And before that, we started the show and the set with the Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra. Yes, you guessed it again, from Tokyo in Japan. And we listened to the song Girl on Saxophone X. And yes, a trivia fact, the Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra participated in the closing ceremonies of the last Olympics held in Tokyo, Japan.
That is a fun fact.
And they were great. They have like a 7-8 minute set with a couple of songs. And one of the songs they play is the Ode of Joy, To Joy.
Ode to Joy? Is that Mozart or
Beethoven?
Beethoven?
Beethoven Ninth. So yeah, so they play a little version of that one, and it's really, really cool. So highly recommended. Google that. Tokyo, whatever it was, 2021.
I think it was supposed to be 2020, but then
exactly
something happened.
So yes, yeah, something called COVID happened. I don't know if you remember. Yeah, so Google that. It's a great set, and yes, highly recommended. All right, so. Oh, I think you have an event happening at your workplace, if I remember correctly.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Yeah, tell us about it. So what's happening on Tuesday? Is it Tuesday?
Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday. There you go.
Yeah. Well, thank you for asking, Dr. Mysterio.
My pleasure.
I can't do that. I can't make it sound so good.
You can make sound anything good. Just there you go.
Okay, so I and my lovely boss, Jennifer. Nobody calls her that.
You don't have to call her lovely.
She is. I really like her.
Yeah, but I mean, she's your boss, so like that. I think
the
two words contradict each other.
Our relationship is irregular.
I love how you took 17 seconds to say the word irregular. You can swear here on radio. It's okay. You know?
No, I just mean, I think it's unusual for, it's just me and her, and we're friends and colleagues.
In that order.
Anyway, Witness the Fitness. It is a gym in Chinatown that is all, oh God, I don't know why you invited me here. I don't know.
So that people can see your beautiful smile. That's the only reason.
Well, great. through the radio.
Exactly, through the radio waves.
Yeah, we are a gym for feminist nerds, is what we say, and a body positive gym for anyone who wants to be there, as long as you're not a big old loser.
There you go.
That's what we put on all of our marketing. That's our marketing copy. No big old losers allowed. Anyway, okay, so we are part of a fundraiser called Workout for Women's Day by Stronger Together Vancouver. And they are an organization that puts on this event every year for 1 week. And all these fitness instructors across the city will donate a class to this event. And anybody who participates is registering by donation. And all this money goes to women-focused organizations in the city. So I think this year it's the Avalon Recovery Society, the Canada Women's Shelters, and two others. I'll have to check, but I will say those later because I think it's important to tell the world about them.
I mean, even if they were fake, we need to be, you know, reassuring that the money is going somewhere.
It is indeed.
But they are not
somewhere.
Fake, okay? This is the old silly Dr. Mysterio saying stupid jokes on air.
Yeah, these are not silly. They're really
important. These are real, organizations that help women. So, go